So the Secret Service did not know that the gunman actually had a before President Trump was allowed to get up on the stage.
To the best of our knowledge and the facts that we have at this point, that is correct.
So can you answer this question, which I think is on the mind of most Americans thinking about this? How can a 20-year-old with his father's AR-15 assault weapon climb onto a roof with a direct 150-yard line of sight to the speaker's podium without the Secret Service or local police stopping him?
So again, sir, I will say we are 9 days out from this event, and I would like to know those answers as well, which is why we are going through these investigations to be able to determine that fully.
And Mayorkas has appointed a bunch of Trump haters to a January 6th style committee. But they screwed up bad, folks. I don't want to overplay how much we're winning, but we, in any fight when somebody attacks you, and they attacked you, so you get a few punches in and you knock them down, politically, you got to go ahead and stomp the ribs. You got to go ahead and kick them in the face. You got to go ahead and win the fight because they're a big, mean hombre. Yeah, we got them down. We just knocked the shit out of them. They're getting back up. You don't hesitate at this point. Politically, you savage their ass. Trump comes out, inside job, exposes it, flamethrows the whole operation. And Trump's close to doing it. And then we win. But if he keeps sitting back and he's starting to move on this, he's in a bad position. My God, Trump, you got shot in the head. 2 millimeters over, you'd have been dead. That bullet would have fragmented into your skull. Bye-bye. Or you'd at least been a vegetable. Gloves are off. And I know the position I'm in. I know they're coming for me. So when I see them trying to kill Trump, they're trying to kill me. I'm going to explain this again. I don't do this stuff out of courage. I love God, and I hate evil people. So I would do it anyways if I was going to lose, because God's watching. But I'm selfish, folks. And I hate to lose. And I know I'm the target. You're the target. Like Trump says, they're not trying to get me. They're going to get me through me to get to you. That is the truest thing he's ever said. He's got to come out and say they tried to kill me to get to you. So when they tried to kill Trump, man, I was like, I mean, I want to call it a breakdown. People saw me on air and they're like, what's wrong with Alex? I mean, we're go hour, folks. We're in the war now. I mean, that was me gearing up mentally for this going down and literally preparing to die and saying, I commit. And I already made the decision, but it was still very physical because I don't make these predictions out of nowhere. And I told the crew, I said, I'm next. And again, crew's like, well, don't make, my earpiece popped out. The crew's like, well, don't make those predictions. This ain't Oprah Winfrey secret crap. Not like I'm saying abracadabra. And then that earpiece today has been weird. It's like a shorter cord. It keeps popping out. It's driving me freaking crazy. Oh, my God. Oh, God, I'm so sick of it all. We have such scum running things. You look at Biden and these lawyers and all this trash, and I got loaded phone lines, Steve and Austin and everybody else we're going to go to in order quickly when we come back, and Brett's actually right after Steve. A lot of stations don't carry this first five. And during the break, we guys run in here and lengthen the cord on my earpiece. It's like this long today. And it's just like it's been popped out 15 times. It's driving me crazy. I'm not bitching. I can do it myself during a woman to break. It's fine. I'll handle it. I'll fix it. So I've just got trillions of data points coming in. And I know the enemy's desperate. And I know we're in a war. And if I can just get people to admit they're in a war, we've got a really good chance of beating these people. And there's nothing more frustrating than politically, we're one big giant. We have to all work together. We just beat the enemy. We just knocked them down. But the enemy's getting back up. And I'm like, hit, attack, go after him. They're like, oh, we just won. They tried to kill Trump. Oh, yeah. No, we just won one round. We got more rounds to go, ladies and gentlemen. More rounds to go straight ahead. All right, your calls in 60 seconds. Infowars.com. /show. Follow me on X with Alex Jones. We'll be right back. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll free 888-253-3139.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We now take you live.
From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right. We have so many dozens of clips from Cheadle's horrible testimony that's still ongoing. And I want to go back to your calls. But the crew did a great job on the RNC last Thursday. They put up like 50 clips, got like 30 million views. They kicked ass. We need to be putting all these Cheadle clips out. Cheadle just came out and said if Trump was killed, she still wouldn't have resigned. That's the arrogance of these bureaucrats. And I can't wait till we take the country back. And she needs to be investigated and charged and thrown under the prison. Disgusting. Here is Secret Service chief says she would not have resigned if Trump had been killed. The full video's on InfoWars.com. Share it from there. Here she is.
If Trump had been assassinated that day, if the gunman had succeeded, okay, would you have come and tendered your resignation?
I would still be sitting here because I would want to ensure the integrity of the investigation.
But would you have had the honor to come in front of the committee and say, a former president was assassinated on my watch, there should be new leadership?
I think that I have admitted that there was...
No, that's what I'm asking. Would you have tendered your resignation if he had been killed?
That occurred on my watch, and I am accountable for that.
Okay, but would you have tendered your resignation if he had been killed?
I think that I've admitted that I've taken accountability and will take responsibility.
Well...
Wow, even Democrats are turning against that pig. By the way, the crew told me they are posting it all. Great job, crew. This crew is kicking ass. I got like 50 other clips. I mean, these are insane. Secret Service Director refuses to say Crooks was lone gunman. And we'll go right back to your calls. Let's play clip S. So many clips we got. We're almost out of the alphabet here. Here she is. Wow.
Your agency has a no-fail mission, and on Saturday, July 13th, your agency spectacularly failed. The failure resulted in the death of Corey Comprador and serious injury to two other rally attendees, David Dutch and James Copenhaver, besides the injuries to President Trump. It is unfathomable that a 20-year-old on the radar of Secret Service and local law enforcement before President Trump went on stage was able to climb onto the roof of a building with a rifle and fire off multiple rounds before he was neutralized. Was Mr. Crooks acting alone?
Again, I would have to refer you to the FBI's investigation.
Was he just a lone gunman?
I would have to refer you to the FBI's investigation for motive.
We don't know about the water tower, but all the acoustics and all the experts I talked to on and off air say shooter in the window right below him, totally staged. I'll go to your calls, but first, one more clip. I just can't help myself. This is Cheadle saying that they did not think it was bad that he had a rangefinder. Here it is.
Did he have a rangefinder? There were some reports that the individual had a rangefinder. That would certainly raise my suspicion. Did he have a rangefinder?
Yes, he did. But may I explain that at a number of our sites, especially when you're at outdoor venues, a rangefinder is not a prohibited item. It is sometimes an item that is brought in by individuals if you're going to be in the back.
Did anybody confront him on that? Anybody ask him questions? What are you doing with the rangefinder? Anybody confront him on his presence where he was in proximity to the president?
So again, to my knowledge, I believe that that was the process that was taking place, was to locate the individual.
Did they confront him? Did they go up to him? Did they talk to him?
I do not have those details at this time.
Those are important details.
These people are our enemies. All right, thanks for holding. I'm going to try to get to everybody ahead of our special guest coming up, Robert J. O'Neill, one of the most famous military operatives in history. We'll take these calls in order they're received. Let's talk to Steve in Arizona, then Brett in Oklahoma. Steve in Arizona, military on Trump shooting. Give us your view.
Well, part of it's on Trump shooting. He's obviously, it was a setup. And then what I predict is this next following week is the Olympics. So I have no doubt that the globalists and the G20 and all of them have something staged for the Olympics.
Give us your
what are your thoughts?
Give us your take. No, I agree they want to change the story about one story with another, like Biden stepping down. They are so desperate in their own documents to change the story. I didn't even think of the Olympics. What do you think is going to happen? Why do you think that?
Well, all of it points towards that meeting that Trump had with Orban and the fact that they have sleepers in Europe right now waiting for these Olympic Games to distract, obviously, the public and to push us further into a conflict with Russia, even though we might know it's a militant group or an Islamic extremist. They're going to point all directions towards Putin.
I agree with you that they've been trying to accelerate World War III as their distraction. They've moved long-range missiles and medium-range missiles into Europe. That's something we should be thinking about. We should also think about drone attacks on Trump. Not just poisoning, not just new shooters, not just truck bombs, but that as well. Anything else?
Yeah, I just wanted to say a prayer for you because I have the anointing, and I just wanted to pray for you and Trump on air if I could.
Please.
All right. Lord, we just come to you today and we just give you thanks. We know that your spirit, Jesus, is on us. It's on Donald, it's on this country, and it's on Alex Jones. We just pray for your blessings, your anointing, and your hand to be upon us, to help us through this difficult time, and to point us towards your victory, Jesus of Nazareth. And we say this in your name. Amen.
I accept that prayer, brother. Thank you so much. I just don't think real listeners, a lot of you get it, but some don't. We're all in grave danger. Grave danger. If the general public was just more serious, they would understand this and they'd realize their power. But a lot of people are somewhat awake, but they think cowering is going to protect you. Zapata, and many people said this, but he's the most famous Mexican revolutionary, said, it's better to die on your feet than live on your knees. But in my experience, you die on your knees. I'm going to live on my feet. In fact, that's an Alex Jones quote. I refuse to die on my knees. I'm going to live and fight and win on my feet. Everybody knows, where do you live? On your feet. So I say to America, on your feet. We're already staring down the barrel of eternity. Why not be on God's side? That's the sure bet. Brett in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Police on Trump attempted assassination. Go ahead and give us your take.
Yeah, I'm a 17-year cop, and here's what I think. I can't believe that the first cop who ran into Thomas Crooks with a rangefinder didn't consider that enough probable cause to hold him right then and there. So I'm asking myself, who did that cop talk to after he stopped Thomas Crooks?
Exactly. Explain to people that don't know. He gets on the radio. He says, I got to go with a rangefinder. Who is in charge saying, let him go?
Yeah, exactly. You know, there's some sergeant or a chief of police or somebody in Secret Service that told him, hey, let him go, he's not a threat. So we need to find out what that timeline was, who he spoke to. I think it's very important that these people go on the record, whether it's a videotape depositions or sworn statements. They need to do this not only for posterity and for the investigation, because we know a cover-up is in place ongoing right now, but they need to do that for their own safety. Because if you read what happened after JFK was assassinated, Craig Roberts wrote a book called JFK, The Dead Witnesses. All those people just started having car accidents and heart attacks and strokes.
By the way, I love Colonel Craig Roberts. I haven't interviewed him in 10 years. We need to get him. I hope he's still alive. I read his book. He also read, he wrote the sniper book.
Yeah.
Kill Shot.
So that, exactly. Great books, both of them. So, and then there's another point I'd like to make, which is somebody needs to be out there investigating this cover-up and investigation right now, so that we know that the cover-up has taken place right now. So,
well, that's what I told Trump. I'm going to leave it at that. I told Trump days ago, his people is right next to him. I said, you have got to do your own investigation. You've got to say this is obvious. That's a political issue right there. Instead, they're going to try to make this just go away. Trump's got to make the centerpiece.
Exactly. And one way that you can do that is you get in touch with all the people that were firsthand witnesses, get their statements right now. And as this cover-up starts to take place, you then investigate it as a RICO-type case for the cover-up, for destroying evidence and a conspiracy, which it is, got to be. Nobody's this incompetent. And when people start facing prison terms, then you might have a chance at getting at the truth. But to think that we're going to get some sort of truth out of this current administration and what's happening right now, no, we're going to get a Warren report. We're going to get
and Mayorkas is right here. Here it is. Mayorkas appoints Trump hater to independent review panel of Trump assassination. This is an ancient history. If they wanted to kill him because he's so popular, now he's more popular, what are they going to do? Try to kill him again.
Exactly. It's not rocket science.
Well, brother, what do you think we should do?
Well, it's be all of the above. You gotta get involved. You have to be engaged with your reps and your senators. You need to let them know that you're aware, you're awake. People need to support the InfoWar. They need to support you. And just a quick plug, some of my favorite products, X2 is incredible. One drop a day in my coffee. I've been taking it about 3 weeks, and I swear my IQ has gone up by 10, 15 points. It's just incredible. Rebel Zen CBD, 3,000 milligram. That stuff is amazing. I can sleep. I'm off some of my stuff that I was taking for sleep. Just incredible products. Don't sit on the fence anymore, folks. Get involved, get engaged before it's too late.
God bless you, Brett. But that's really what this comes down to, is we're living in the middle of history right now. And I see the Republicans celebrating Trump's survival, and that's great. But, man, they're about to hit us again. And we're going to wake up tomorrow, next week, with a big false flag. And I'm not going to be like, yay, I'll wake up at 3 a.m. I got up at 3 a.m. this morning. I went to bed like 10 o'clock last night. I got up at 3 a.m. and working since then. And I see everything I said coming true. I'm like, yay. No, I'm not like, yay. I want to stop it. I don't tell you this stuff to be proven right. I'm telling you where the enemy trajectory is going, and we don't stop them. All right, let's just rampage through these calls. We got this big guest coming up, but I want to talk to all you amazing callers. Austin in Wisconsin. Firearms trainer, trained snipers in the military. What's your view on what happened in Butler, Pennsylvania?
I'll tell you right now, Alex, there's a lot of problems. First off, you're telling me that a Republican-hating 20-something-year-old wearing Republican-supporting companies like Bunker Branding, who is a gun channel, that's a paradox, don't you think, Alex?
Well, you could take one look at him. He's wandering around like a zombie.
Exactly. And you're telling me that when we all heard those shots go off, could you tell me who shot who? Which shots were fired from what rifle? Because I couldn't. They all sounded the exact same. And I've spent a lot of time on a range, Alex. I've worked with a lot of firearms. I've built my own firearms, and it's indistinguishable. The only one you can tell is different is the lazy sniper popping the 338 Lapua and telling you that the job's done there. He just takes him out like that. I don't believe it for a second. And you're telling me that a trained Secret Service sniper didn't notice a blonde 20-year-old sitting up on that building, setting up, getting ready to take those shots? Isn't rules of engagement, the moment that you see an assailant with a weapon, it's your duty to take them out?
26 minutes on the roof. The Secret Service head admits that in testimony to Congress. Again, just like the last cop that called in, a few callers back, you question them all, but the Secret Service and the FBI is running the investigation. Mayorkas that did it, the Fox is running the investigation, so you can't do that.
I don't trust any investigation that the government's running at this point. They do nothing for, you're telling me so that at a rally where our president was at, had less security than three blocks away in Milwaukee where they're checking under cars for bombs?
Well, and they also did, they're now reporting 10 times the security for Zelensky's visit last week. Thanks for the call. All right, up next, in the order they are received, let's talk to Brian in California, military on shooting. Give us your take.
Hey, Alex, how are you? Pleasure to be with you today.
I'm in a war zone here, so. And we all are. I think America should admit. It's a great question. Where am I? I'm in a new world. I was already hit with a bio attack 4 years ago. Poison bio attack shots. Totally open borders. Total world government. I am in a war zone, brother. That's where I am.
So I want to thank you for firing info cannonballs at the deep state 30 plus years. I think we all appreciate that. I have a couple points I want to make real quick so you can get another caller on. One thing that Cheadle hearing is just a setup for the Democrats to take a win. They're all on board. I think, you know, he's going to get fired. Another thing no one's really brought up is what Biden was going to do on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. He was going to be in Austin in front of LBJ's library. No one's really brought that up, but, you know, it seems like a strange backdrop for him to have on Monday after an assassination attempt.
That'd have been perfect when LBJ killed Kennedy, and I interviewed E. Howard Hunt that ran the attack. It all came out documented. People it's solved, folks. Deathbed confession. Exactly. So LBJ killed Kennedy. They were going to have a little celebration in Texas.
And that's symbolism, you know, the deep state operates. And then another point, you know, how does a guy with glasses on look through a scope? So I believe he was shot with his glasses on. And it's obvious that he was paraded in front of everyone. So it was just him, right? So I think they allowed all this parading of him being videoed here and this event or whatever, and then just blame it on the incompetence of the Secret Service like they always do. But, you know, they paraded him around. That's no other explanation for all that, just to justify a single shooter, which we know it's not. So, and then what's my other point? Oh, I also want to say about your products. I've been a longtime listener about as long as you've been on air. And it was 10 years ago. My wife, I watch every day. And my wife's like, why don't you buy his products? You watch all the time. You know, this is, you know, not entertainment, but information that you're getting from him. You're clearly supporting him. Why don't you support him financially? So I've been a product user and supporter for the last 10 years as well.
Did you get value from the products?
Oh, yeah. Your toothpaste is amazing. That's what I started with. And then, you know, I pretty much bought everything else, but I'm a consistent toothpaste buyer. And I was so disappointed when the toothpaste went away due to whatever that thing was for a while, the Super Blue.
Yeah,
and
James, George Soros.
Yeah. And then I went to the charcoal, and I'm actually, you know, it's black, but I brush my teeth in the shower, and I love it. It soaks up everything on my gums, and so I've been, I buy them both now. I kind of trade off. But
well, Ryan, thank you, because if you weren't supporting us, we wouldn't be here. Thank you. All right, we got the big interview coming up on the shooting with a top military expert. But we want to jam a few more calls in here right now. We've got, let's talk to Jason in PA real quick, and then to Sean, who was a caller, is a caller who was at the Butler rally. We already had one Butler caller. Jason, what did you see?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead.
Cool. How's it going?
Good.
So, yeah, this was one of my first political rallies, and when I first got there, actually my cousin used to be a sniper for the Secret Service. And so I was going around, I was looking, just wondering, hey, I wonder where they're posted at. And I assumed it would have been that building. And I noticed there was very little security over there, even about 2 or 3 hours beforehand. And when the shooting started, I knew instantly. I heard the 3 shots, and then the shots that came after, I assumed were coming from multiple different Secret Services. It sounded very obviously on the ground like multiple shots from multiple weapons came after. I know what it's
well,
like.
Well, that's what the shooter experts are telling me. Where were you at the rally?
I was standing over more towards the right, near where the media was set up in the middle, and I was looking actually directly at the speaker that got hit when the first people behind him got
shot.
What
was it like for you to see Trump get shot?
Well, I'll tell you this. I ran pretty quickly. The chart was up there, and since there were so many people, the footage of him was not playing on the screen. So a lot of people in the back thought he was dead. And as I was running away and leaving, so many people were yelling, like, this is it. They really did it. Everybody get ready. If it would have happened, like, trust me, I was on the ground. The vibe afterwards was very scary. Like, we didn't know what had happened. And everyone was like, oh, my God, like, this is it.
Incredible. You know, we have Robert J. O'Neill coming up, and we had Salente set to host the fourth hour. But I think I'm going to continue on with calls because thank you, Jason. Don't hang up. I want to go back to you. We have Mark, a security officer, on the shooting. We have a security worker on the shooting. We have Multipass military on the shooting. You know what? I've got this guest coming up. We've got to do it. Get the names and numbers of these folks, and I will go back to them tomorrow. I will call them back. But I need to go ahead and air the Robert J. O'Neill interview coming up here in a few minutes. Anything else, Jason?
Not really, I guess. Actually, one other thing. I don't know if you've touched on this yet. I'm not sure what to make of this, but have you seen the interesting videos? I don't know what to make of it, of the UFOs appearing above Trump literally seconds before. I know that's a wild one, but the video was, I have to admit, I've seen two of them now, and kind of compelling.
Well, UFO just means unidentified flying object. No, I haven't seen those, and I appreciate your call. But, I mean, who knows what was going on? All right. We're going to go to break, come back with our special interview with Robert J. O'Neill, SEAL Team 6, on his view of the situation. Then Gerald Celente for the third hour. Then Owen Schroyer, The War Room. And we're on X. That's great. We're not being censored. It's wonderful. Real Alex Jones. You can always find us at Infowars.com/show or until they shut us down. And you'll find me wherever I'm at. Find me where I go. Because we're so close to being shut down. It's like, you could kill Trump tomorrow. You could kill me tomorrow. But you've got the information. You've got the shows. You've got the archives. Please save everything. Because what we say today is not just evergreen. It's ultra green into the future. And go to drjonesnaturals.com and support our sponsor, amazing nanosilver products and more at drjonesnaturals.com. Get the Trump bulletproof shirt now shipping out at infowarsstore.com. Great job, crew. I want to thank you all. We'll be right back with our special guest. Stay with us. This is a make it or break it moment, so I need people to connect those synapses in their brain for you to make a decision. If you don't support InfoWars, we will be shut down. And people say, well, they're constantly trying to shut you down. How are you still on the air? God. But God works through people. So we're in a paradox here where the judge says we're open for 3 more months. If we're able to get a buyer under the law, they won't be able to shut us down. I'll just work with somebody else. And that's coming. That's got to be set up. But in the meantime, if people believe the news that we're being shut down everywhere, which they tried to do and failed, by that foregone conclusion, we're shut down. And under the last federal bankruptcy manager who would not reorder product and killed all our advertising, who was positioning us to be shut down and tried to shut us down, we caught him. The judge caught him and fired him. We're almost sold out of all the products. All right? But we have a lot of great products that are still in stock, limited supplies. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. And we just had a donation button. Maybe we should just do that. You're fighting for freedom in a key election, battling the globalists. We need support. But we want a long-term relationship with you. We want to be symbiotic. We want you to get great products you like, get them delivered to you quickly, and enjoy them and have them empower you and make your life better so you love them and you keep getting them. We want a relationship. So there's the InfoWars MD line that I don't talk about enough that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric or whether it's natural sleep aid or whether it's saw palmetto or other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breasts. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD. We've got Ashwagandha Gummy. Relaxes you, makes you feel really relaxed with no downer feeling. Amazing. An incredible product. Good Night Sleep. We have a lot of great sleep aids. This one's excellent. They're all different formulas. People love it. Good Night Sleep. InfoWars MD. Ashwagandha with black pepper, which relaxes you and makes you lose weight. These are all concentrates. Joint Relief Max works really well. Great pain relief. Huge bottle of it. You know, jam-packed. It's there. Joint Relief Max. InfoWars MD. Prostate support. Already mentioned that. This is just a top formula. Super high quality. Organic. Nerve Renew. Amazing. To get your nerves, not to kill pain, but to get your nerves healthy. Nitric Boost. Vitamin Refusion about to sell out. About to sell out. Real Red Pill Plus. And something I never talk about and should talk about more. Probiotic Fiber. A super high-end product at a low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now we have brought back the coffee and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best tasting, best smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our operation, A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we've had a lot of really interesting and amazing soldiers and Marines and SEALs on, and then pilots over the years. But I got to tell you, Robert J. O'Neill is got to be the most famous. He's the number one New York Times bestselling author of the memoir of the operator firing the shots that killed Osama bin Laden and his years as a SEAL team warrior. If I try to read his bio and all of his top commendations, it would take up the 26 minutes we have, because he's got to leave here in a few minutes to get on an airplane. But I got his contact to some friends of mine and reached out to him because I wanted to get his take on what happened now 8-9 days ago in Butler, Pennsylvania, and also get the sense of his community, who are the world leading experts on sniping and counter sniping and the rest of it, of what the consensus is. And of course, we've had some other well-known snipers and experts on as well, and we've gotten their takes on this. So I wanted to get Robert J. O'Neill's take on it. You can find him at robertjoneill.com. You can also find him on X at MC Hoorah, or H-O-O-Y-A-H. So, Robert, thank you so much for taking time out. I'm going to try to just give you the floor here to give us the data dump and kind of, if you can, repeat some of the things that you told me yesterday.
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks for having me, Alex. It's great to be here. Yeah, I've been talking with other snipers, SEAL snipers, Green Berets, Army snipers, snipers, Marines. And we're all trying to do the same thing. We're all trying to find out what was it, incompetence or was someone involved? And we don't, I mean, we don't want it to be anything, but obviously something bad happened. I mean, the first thing is incompetence. They said that the sloped roof was only 150 yards, if that, away, was out of their perimeter, which is nonsense. It's because, you know, my first work as a sniper was in 1998, protecting the president of Albania in Albania. And we had a minimum perimeter of 1,000 meters when we were using 400 meter holes on our mil dots. So 150 yards is that's a layup. That's point blank, even for the worst shooter. I could take someone that's never picked up a weapon with an AR-15 and have him hit in the middle at 100 yards within 5 minutes. And then just the way that he was allowed this kid, this 20-year-old kid, to get in there with a weapon, and people saw him for a long time. They were yelling at law enforcement. There's a kid up there. There's a gun. He's a shooter. How did he get there? They're saying, well, he might have stashed a gun in the AC unit. And even looking at the overlay as a sniper, I didn't see a lot of AC units in the building where there was a tactical team station. So how's he getting up there? Who's dropping the ball on this whole thing? You know, that's the first part. For them to say, you can't, it's such an easy shot to take. Not as far as incompetence, but are people actually doing the most that they can for this president? Do they just not like him? And they're doing, sorry about that. I'm having stuff going off here. It's just that there's so much there. Inside job, not so much. I hope a lot of people are saying that, former Secret Service agents with whom I've spoken, but, so much stuff is wrong there that I can't quite put my finger on it per se, but it's shady shady at best.
What about him being able to fly a drone hours before over that site? What about the woman in with the Secret Service in his direct bubble who can't holster the gun? And then there's video of her minutes later. She still is trying to do it. I mean, this is just beyond bizarre.
Yeah, I mean, I've never had a problem with people putting a gun back in a holster. Obviously, adrenaline's going, but they're also saying that this might not have been the premier team. Like, they were somewhere else, and they picked up some desk people or whatever. There was definitely some confusion. I do want to give credit to the people who ran to the sounds of the guns, because they're shooting at President Trump right there for sure. And there are bullets flying, and a bullet doesn't really care who you are, and it only needs to be right one time. But on the way out, they didn't get him off the X very quickly. They didn't. I mean, even as far as... you get in trouble for telling the truth. And actually, you of all people know that. The truth of the matter here, as far as DEI is, if the president, I don't care if he's wearing lifts or not, is 6'4", then everyone around him needs to be 6'4". If you're shorter, it's just, you can't help it. You just are. You need to protect the principal. They didn't seem like they knew what they were doing. And then they weren't even sure of which sniper took the shot. I did talk to a Marine sniper, a friend of mine, who said he was looking at the tripod of one of the snipers up top, and it looked like it was too high. When he fired, it moved the wrong way. So the way that I would put it is they were taking complacency over comfort, maybe. Just they want to be more comfortable, so they would let a couple things go. And again, just with having a tactical team, down to the guy that climbed the roof, they said, and again, we don't even know how much of this is true. They said after reports of a sniper being up on the roof, one of the law enforcement guys climbed up the roof and had a gun pointed at him. So then he turned around and left. That's not what you do. First of all, if you hear there's a shooter on a roof, as a tactical guy, if it's your primary or your secondary, you pull out your pistol, you climb the ladder. If there's a threat, if you're potentially going to be engaged, you engage first or re-engage. You certainly don't run away for a number of reasons. One, the former president is on the stage. You don't want him to get shot. And two, I personally don't want to leave someone on the high ground and run away when they're going to have a shot at me. It's like chasing someone with a gun through a forest. They might just stop, turn around, and get you. If this guy sees you, decides the gig is up, then he's going to go to the edge and he's going to start taking shots down at you running away. So that's hard to buy. And then another team that took a shot and missed. There's so much shady stuff going on there. And then, I mean, that's just like the first thing you do as a sniper. The first thing that I did on my very first job as like a 21-year-old sniper is you go to where the principal is going to be. And then you look around 360. What are the threats? That first slope roof is a major threat. The water tower is a major threat. At the very least, you put someone up there. And even if a tactical team is inside said building with the slope roof, they should send someone up there. It's not a slanted roof is a blatant excuse by the powers that be, by the director of the Secret Service, who should, you know, no longer have a job, but that's never going
to
happen.
And by the way, what's that grade look like, Robert? Like 5% or something too? I mean, it's a joke.
There were videos going online of cows on roofs like that on barns. It's ridiculous. It's an excuse that a lot of Democrats use, assuming most of the people aren't paying attention. They'll just take their word for it and get on with it. That's what it's got to be. But like I said, every tactical guy with whom I've spoken, one of the most recent snipers is my nephew Keegan, who graduated Army Sniper School a couple years ago. And he was saying the exact same stuff that I was saying in my 17 years as a SEAL sniper. And again, these guys, me, the snipers, we're not Democrats or Republicans. We're Americans trying to get to the bottom of this. And I'm wrestling with inside job plan. They weren't doing enough, or just incompetence. The incompetence bothers me because everyone should be fired there. And then that begs the question, who was hired for certain positions and why? I mean, is it as far as the Secret Service didn't have their A team there, or that team didn't brief up the local cops? Because I mean, if I'm a local cop not used to doing presidential details, I might catch myself slipping and just listening to the president. Doesn't matter which one talk, because it's kind of cool to be here. But this ball was majorly, and I don't think anyone's been fired yet. I mean, we lost a great patriot there who, you know, I'm a father of daughters. He jumped on his daughters and took a bullet into the head. He was there to see the president and make friends, and he died for this cause because of whatever reason it was that shooter got up there. Then we got to get into, was there another shooter as well?
Speak to that, because I've talked on air and off air to a lot of other, you know, well-known, respected top snipers. In fact, one of the guys has the longest shot on record. And he said that as soon as he saw images instantly, because he was watching it live, and as soon as he saw nobody on the water tower, nobody on the roof, 450 feet away, he said that it was just blatant. It was like a joke that's the place you've got your people. That's the high ground. That's where they can surveil everything, and that's where shooters would try to go.
Well, yeah, maybe on the tower, but if you've got a professional sniper, I'd be looking. I haven't been to the site yet. I've seen the imagery we've all seen, but I'd be looking for alleyways out to maybe 600 meters. Where can someone drive up at the right time, take a shot, and drive away? And that's what a professional would do. I hope that didn't happen. I don't want it to have happened. The water tower, there's really no out. You need to have someone helping you get off of there, and people will see that, I hope. I mean, they saw the kid on the roof. But why were there 8 shots taken? Why was the crowd hit 3 times? 2 people critically wounded and then a fatality. Who gets 8 shots off when there should be snipers looking at a place where they said that the locals are saying there's somebody up there? Like the people that had like 5 beers in them with a cell phone are saying, look, there's a guy up there. So I'm wondering if there is another spot. I'd love to look and see. Like I said, I'm only speculating, but the 8 shots getting taken. And then there's the acoustics that some engineers have been listening to from the microphone from where President Trump was speaking. They're just saying they're not quite the same. Would that be a shot from another potential assassin, or from the tactical team that missed, or was another shot taken? Again, I wish I was an expert in that. I'm only looking at it from, 30,000 feet here, but...
Well, I'll say this. I'm not, because I don't know all the Coriolis and wind. I'm not good at all that stuff, but I've grown up in Texas shooting shotguns when I was 4 years old. And this is on camera, I mean, maybe shot video of it. Two or three shots I can hone in and shoot a Coke can at 700 yards, and you see it explode. And I've shot mountain goats at 800 yards, 1,000 yards. So I just can't understand how, reportedly this guy did a lot of marksman practicing and all this. It's a blessing. I mean, I think the hand of God was there that Trump was not killed.
Oh, something was there. I mean, him turning his head, if that's the hand of God, which, it probably was, him turning his head saved his life. But also, I mean, if that's what says that's probably just the one shooter, is a professional sniper is not going to give him that much time. It's going to be should be center mass, and I don't want to really get into where you aim. It's not necessarily the side, but that was the angle he had. But I mean, just is it all top cover? You know that kid was in a BlackRock commercial, and maybe they don't like Trump, and they scrub his social media, and they're like, what was that excuse they couldn't get into his phone? It's like, well, the kid's right there. Why don't you use his fingerprints to get into his phone? And then they scrub it. We don't know what he said. Is it like I said at the beginning, maybe they're just not quite doing as much as they should because they don't really care if it's Trump, but it's just, this is really shady. And unlike, in Dallas, when President Kennedy was killed, there's a lot of phones everywhere. More people are watching. Everyone I said, no one says, yeah, clean break, one shooter, game over, which is what they wanted, whoever they is. But it's, there's a lot of top cover, seems to me like a lot of cover up. And I don't like saying that. I would much rather it just be factual and simple, but you know better than anyone else, it's not always the case.
Well, pulling back from this, Jack Posobiec is a great source. He talked directly to federal agents that are in the investigation on the ground. They said they found not totally professional, but way above amateur explosives in the car and at his house that they believe he had to have help making. Then he had these foreign digital accounts and, you know, all sorts of other things. He flew a drone over 2 hours before, but then you see the video of him wandering around like a lost puppy beneath where he reportedly later got up on the roof and shot. And I've been to quite a few presidential events going back 30 years being on air. And even when the Secret Service knows you and you're in an area, they still check your badge. When you go in to see Trump, you know, they still say, let me see your cell phone, stuff like that, to make sure it's not a gun. Hey, Alex, we know you're not a bad guy, but we're still going to have to check you. And so if I get checked and everybody knows who I am, who is this guy just wandering around? I don't get it.
Yeah, flying the drone, too, when the Secret Service has zero, and those are the cheapest ways to get overhead imagery. So he's doing that first. That's a red flag. He had a golf rangefinder. That should be another flag. And just wandering around the way that he was. I've heard that some of the gates were just zip-tied shut, which is obviously very easy to cut. They didn't talk to any of the neighbors. It just seemed, again, incompetence or just lackadaisical. The drone thing is incredible. Even though they're everywhere, why are you allowed to fly a drone there? I mean, when all this adds up, even before the president gets there, the lead detail or even a dude on the detail, one of the women on the detail, says, hey, we got to hold fast for about 10, 20 minutes before we get to the bottom of all this. And then you can re-clear it. I mean, it's not hard to re-clear, especially with counter snipers. They can get glass on everything. And counter snipers are snipers who have been through the schools and the training where you can spot other snipers. That's their whole job. That's why it's a counter sniper. I'd love to know who is in charge of not just the sniping detail, but also the entire detail and what he or she says, because we're really not getting a lot of answers. Am I wrong?
You're absolutely right. Well, the consensus I've gotten is it goes from criminal, basically deliberate negligence by Mayorkas and this director under him of the Secret Service refusing Trump even one-tenth of what he needs, treating him like he's just a former president. We know Robert Kennedy Jr., they won't give him one a Secret Service agent. So by default, you do this, you're going to open the door. But then you add in, where are the press conferences like you normally would have it with any big crime or big event? You would have press conferences that day, the next day. You would have updates. We'd see images of the gun. We'd be hearing about it. But instead, there's this eerie silence that Senator Josh Hawley tries to go there, even though he has local authorization. FBI kicks a senator out. He should lead a delegation there. They've been keeping everybody away from the water tower, away from the building. What do you think's going on there?
Yeah, I don't know, because they're saying it's still an FBI investigation, but some people that I've heard speak have said that it's just like one security guy running around chasing people off. And yeah, they kicked a senator out of there who's looking into it. They don't want an investigation. Because, I mean, if you're telling the truth, you really don't need to remember a line. You have nothing to hide. But it does seem like they're covering everything up. And I mean, even now with President Biden saying he's not running again, what kind of backdoor deals are being made all over the place? So I think they're trying to get our eyes off the prize with this one. It doesn't seem right. That you would think if a former president has an assassination attempt and gets shot in the head, that there'd be more to it than this. But it's almost like, again, you catch them doing something and they just walk away. I mean, how often are we seeing now everyone from the director of the Secret Service to members of Congress getting asked legit questions by a media who is supposed to, you know, keep them in line, but never does. And they just walk away and pretend they're on their phone, or they get into the congressional elevator, or they just don't say anything. What kind of a banana republic is this? I mean, we're seeing a lot of weird stuff go on. And it's like, it's almost like every day there's a new headline to help you forget about the last one. Well, it's almost like they're about to get caught, so they're trying everything they got.
Robert O'Neill, you just read my mind. That was my next question. And I was already thinking this a few days ago, but there was even an article I saw on Drudge saying, did Trump peak too early? And they basically say, well, people don't have an attention span. They'll forget this happened. And remember, the first day for like 8 hours, even Forbes and Reuters were calling it an incident, and the president fell, and there was some pop, yeah, pop, pop. And so there was a real attempt to play this down. Then by midnight, they had to say, okay, it was an assassination attempt. But they tried to play that down, and now they're openly hoping people forget about this. I don't think folks are going to forget about this. This is a historic event, not just here, but around the world. Trump's approval rating has exploded here and around the world. He's popular in Europe. He's popular in China and Russia. I mean, that's in the news. Yeah. So people saw this and popping back up, fight, fight, fight. What do you think President Trump should do? I know he's talking to Eric Prince. I know they've got some of the guys that are retired out of special operations, you know, forming up into a group. I think that's really smart. What have you heard about that, and what is your advice to President Trump?
Well, I mean, I, again, being patriotic, would hope he could trust the Secret Service. I wouldn't mind. I mean, at this point, yeah, I think you want to hire people out there. I know guys that I worked at SEAL Team 6 with for a long time that have security companies that are more than willing to go and do this, obviously, which would be good for them. I think it's a good move. I love the fight thing. I mean, I said the president needs to get off the X as quickly as he could, but he took complete advantage of that moment. I had never been shot in the head. I've been shot at, but I can imagine how it can throw you out of sorts. But he knew to do that at the time. And he wasn't saying, he was saying fight for all of us. He wasn't, you know, it was a very good moment. But I think his demeanor's changed quite a bit, and that's great. And he's trying to be more unifying. I think the message, though, that he needs to put out here is with the assassination attempt, with Joe Biden going away, and he's going to go to the convention, and now we're talking superdelegates to like when they say a threat to democracy, you've got elites in the Democratic Party picking their candidate every single time. How many millions of Americans voted for Biden to be the nominee? Well, they're pulling them out. Who are they putting in? We won't know until the convention. They did it in 2020. They did it in 2016. So they get their guy there. And again, this is just, I think Trump needs to, he doesn't need to focus on Kamala Harris right now. I don't think she's going to be the nominee. Not focus on the next one, but focus on, look, these elites are taking away all your freedoms and just pay attention. A couple minutes a day, take your eyes off of TikTok and try to pay attention from multiple sources if you can, because there are certain people in certain places, same names, that start the same wars that are, you know, doing the same thing with printing money. It seems like the deep state is really starting to show its fangs right now, because they're going down a short path here, but they do fight back, and we saw that.
Absolutely. And they may still remove Biden with the amendment they've got to do that even before he leaves, because those special interests want full control. I think there's going to be a fight at the nomination again, undemocratic, anti-republic thing they're going to be doing there in Chicago. And I'm really concerned about Gavin Newsom. I'm concerned about Michelle Obama. I'm concerned about, Kamala, they're all horrible, but Hillary suddenly has PR firms everywhere saying she should be the nominee, or at least the vice president. I think if Kamala Harris or anybody else picks Hillary Clinton as their VP, they have got a suicide wish.
Yeah, probably. It seems like it. I mean, they're going to go somewhere else. I don't know if Michelle Obama wants it, because she's already got the power of the most powerful Democrats there are the Obamas. They're already making a lot more money, and I don't know if she wants it. I think if Michelle Obama wanted to be president, she just needs to say yes and she'll get it. I don't think Gavin Newsom's good, even though he'll get a lot of the votes from the people who don't pay attention just because he's good looking. And his, we don't have any illegal immigrants in California speech is the same as the, yeah, well, yeah, I slept with the my campaign director's wife speech. Like, he's just monotone, but he looks good. I think, you know, they're going to pick someone else. I personally think Governor Shapiro from Pennsylvania, because the Democrats will not win the White House without Pennsylvania. And he's moderate. He looks good. He sounded good after this. Joe Biden wasn't running the country the entire, you know, the last 3.5 years. But we were all called conspiracy theorists for saying it. But now they're just admitting it. What else are they lying about? So it doesn't really matter, as long as they get someone in there. If the Democrats are there, the people who are running the country now will continue to run it in the ground.
Robert J. O'Neill, best-selling author, famous SEAL. It would take, again, 20 minutes to read all of his medals and decorations and combat laurels. And he's agreed, as soon as he gets back in town, in the next few weeks, to come on the show and get into his book, get into Bin Laden, and get into what really happened there. You know, my views have changed over the years on that, and some of the viewers know that. Some of the viewers have missed that. But I do respect him, and people that know him, I do respect the folks that he was involved with there, and the helicopter did blow up, and all the rest of it, and the very mysterious event on the helicopter with all the SEALs that then were, many of them involved in dying tragically. A lot of weirdness. And we were talking before we went on air, and you were saying that, my views have moved one direction some, and yours have moved kind of towards where I was, where in the past I didn't believe anything. And then I guess you were saying in the past you kind of did believe it, but now you're questioning a lot.
Yeah, I mean, when I was a young Navy SEAL, just after 9/11, and we announced we're going to invade Iraq, I was like, hell yeah, let's go in there. I will invade anybody. But just looking back on the reasons and the people that basically the way that that Iraq came down was because President Bush at the time didn't like Saddam Hussein because he wanted to assassinate his dad. So they had us invade Iraq, and we fought there for a long, long time. A lot of people were killed. A lot of veterans were killed. A lot of veterans are suffering PTSD type stuff. But I mean, killed, maimed, wounded. And we went there under false promises. So I wonder, I wonder about once I left the Navy, too. I worked on Capitol Hill for a while, and I got to see behind the curtains, too. And like I mentioned before, same names, like Hillary Clinton's name is still coming up, like right now. And it's the same people in power. I'm a big believer that just because you end a war doesn't mean the contracts end, and we need to find places to send the tanks and missiles and bombs and guns. That's why we always leave everything behind, too. Look at all the stuff we left back in Afghanistan. Look [S2] Incredible. [S1] At all the stuff we left in Vietnam. Well, just because, we left it there, I guess we got to make more. I guess my buddy gets a bigger contract. And it's always war or a fear of war. And the government knows with a little bit of fear, they can take a little bit of your liberty away a bit at a time. And they'll make you think that they're doing you a favor.
And now they want war with Russia. What do you think of the escalation there?
I wish we knew what was actually going on in Ukraine. I mean, we know that Russia did invade. I didn't think they would, but they did. But, they're going to play on our fears now. Well, next is Poland. Next is NATO. It's like, me personally, this is NATO's problem. This is Europe's problem. But a lot of people are making a lot of money off stuff that they're, excuse me, they're going to keep telling us. And again, I don't think Vladimir Putin's a great guy, but they're going to keep telling us he's Hitler. Well, everyone's Hitler they disagree with, and then they're going to get us to keep spinning with that.
Exactly.
But it all comes down to where can we send more? How can we make more money out of this gig? It's like watching members of Congress go into Congress with not so much money, but then all of a sudden they become the best stock pickers in the world. I think it's all related. It all comes down to personal power and money.
Robert, we've only got a minute left. I know you got to catch a plane. Thank you for the time. RobertJOneal.com. Everybody should get your number one best-selling book, The Operator, Firing the Shots That Killed Bin Laden, and my years as a SEAL team operator. And let's just hope and pray for President Trump. Do you think the deep state will try another run at him?
I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, they showed their ass. So I think that security is going to be tight. I hope Eric Prince brings some of his dudes in there. There's some bad dudes. I mean, they're going to try something else. There's always something. There's always that October surprise or whatever they call it. So some's going to come. I hope it's not deadly. But I mean, look at the times we're living in now. Nothing seems like it's off the table again, because once people get power, they certainly don't want to get rid of it.
Robert O'Neill, Godspeed. Thank you so much, sir.
Thanks, Alex. Appreciate it. Anytime.
Can't wait to interview you for a full hour. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements, and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law, and IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones